Welcome back to the game.
Tyler Dreiling and now Brennan Mintz with you the rest of the way as Mitch Fortner has departed over to Bramlage Coliseum for K-State women's basketball tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the Wildcats taking on the Baylor Bears. The Senior Bowl practices are taking place right now. It's the Reese's Senior Bowl. K-State has had plenty of players invited there in the past. It's an exhibition game full of some of the top senior college football players that gives them a chance to showcase their abilities both in the game and in the practices leading up to the game to NFL scouts. Basically, every team in the NFL has scouts that go to this. A lot of invites to the NFL Combine are handed out as a result of this, and Jordan Willis did receive one today, according to Therese Paylor of the Kansas City Star. So Jordan Willis will be headed to the NFL Combine. But this is absolutely amazing that I saw from the actual Senior Bowl Twitter account earlier this afternoon. Defensive end Jordan Willis from K-State had the top speed among defensive linemen in practice, 19.2 miles per hour. That was a better time than all of the running backs. Jordan Willis reached a higher top speed than all of the running backs at the Senior Bowl. What I don't know is what drill this was a part of, if it was a 40-yard dash or whatever it was. It doesn't specify, but it just says top speed, 19.2 miles an hour, and that was faster than all running backs, and I believe I saw someone else that said it was faster than all quarterbacks as well, which is an even better indicator because that's who Jordan Willis is going to be chasing around at the NFL level. But this is certainly a great indicator that Willis is going to be drafted fairly highly and someone's going to be getting a real steal of a defensive end out of K-State.
Yeah, you're right about the drill. I couldn't exactly picture what it was, but gosh, it makes you wonder now if you're now expecting him to run a 4.5 40 or something like that. I don't know exactly how that translates time-wise to miles per hour, but certainly an impressive stat to see there, and I've seen him pegged anywhere from the end of the first round to the end of the second round, and possibly scouts seeing that number say, okay, maybe this guy's worth a little more of our attention than we previously thought.
Well, he also measured out very well. They went ahead and took all the measurements of his body. Now, he's going to do that again at the Combine, but apparently he graded out very well with his height and weight and arm length and hand size and all those little things that they look at. This was also from a couple of days ago. Pro Football Focus put out their grades for edge defenders in 2016. They don't say defensive ends. They say edge defenders. And Jordan Willis was number one in the country, and it was actually by their standards a pretty significant margin. He got a grade of 94 for the season, which was number one. Derek Barnett and Miles Garrett, two edge defenders out of the SEC, Barnett out of Tennessee and Miles Garrett obviously out of Texas A&M, saw him at the Texas Bowl. They were tied for second at 92.1, and Willis was was all the way up at 94. So all of the reports have indicated that Jordan Willis is continuing to elevate his draft stock, and who knows? I had always pictured him as a late second-round or third-round draft pick, but maybe he does have a chance to go in the first round by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think he does as well, and I don't know how much stock that scouts and GMs will take into Pro Football Focus's grades, but Derek Barnett and Miles Garrett are both projected to be top 10 picks.
And Miles Garrett potentially the number one overall pick. There's a lot more that goes into a player than his measurables, but I mean, Jordan Willis is going to pass the character test and everything like that. If you've been around him, you know that there are not going to be any red flags in that particular department. I saw one pretty funny tweet from a couple of days ago, a Chiefs fan that said Jordan Willis is going to be the next edition of please Chiefs draft this K-State player, but the Chiefs don't, adding Jordan Willis's name to the likes of, a Tyler Lockett, a Cody Whitehair. There have been a lot of K-State players over the years that the Chiefs have had the opportunity to draft, but they decided to go in a different direction. As far as Tyler Lockett is concerned, maybe you can say that the Chiefs ended up doing just fine with how they've added Jeremy Maclin and now Tyreek Hill to the mix and all of that. But, I still would like to see Tyler Lockett in Kansas City.
Wouldn't we all? I mean, my dad had the opportunity to see Kevin Lockett play for the Chiefs many times, so I imagine that had to be a joy.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen a Wildcat end up with the Kansas City Chiefs, but I would love...
I want to say Tyson Hartman got a little bit of playing time.
He did get a little bit, yeah.
Other than that, really, John McGraw and... There was someone else.
Well, you know, Kevin Lockett played for
that
the Chiefs.
That was the 90s, though.
Yeah, I know, late but 90s. I'm just saying that he was there.
Yeah.
Ryan Lilja.
There we go. Ryan Lilja and John McGraw were the last two to really get meaningful playing time with the Chiefs.
As good as the Chiefs are as an organization at developing defensive linemen, I would love to see what they could do with Jordan Willis, especially.
Oh, my.
I mean, if you put him in a scheme, you know, with a Justin Houston, Tom Bali, all of those different guys, it'd be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
D Ford
and how he was able to emerge this year. We saw a lot of development from Chris Jones out of Mississippi State, which was a draft pick from this past season. I'd like to see Jordan Willis on the Chiefs defensive line. We're going to head to our final break as part of today's show. When we come back, it's You Can't Be Serious. Roger Goodell has been mentioned in this segment a few times over the course of the last couple of years. I really don't know if he thinks about the things that come out of his mouth sometimes. That's coming up in You Can't Be Serious.